At 10 o'clock in the morning, there's a line of cars idling in the parking lot of a Unitarian church in Fort Lauderdale. Marlene Fulton is about 15 cars back. She's been waiting for an hour for a brown plastic bag full of food.
It's very important because I wouldn't have the money to go to the regular grocery store to get it.
She's a retired business owner, struggling to make her monthly $133 in food stamps stretch past week two.
I've always worked, and I never believed that I would end up this way, you know?
After about 15 minutes, her car eventually makes its way towards the pickup area, where a volunteer hands her a bag. It's not full of what would typically be thought of as stuff from a food pantry. Canned vegetables, pasta, peanut butter.
Wow, looks like I got some feta cheese and some mushrooms that I'm not sure about. That's what you have to look to because sometimes...
Sometimes they're a little past their prime.
Salad, they gave us a lot today. Oh, they've got green peppers in here too. Wow, that's huge.
It's not always such a variety.
A couple weeks ago it was all plantains, that was it. So you just have to adjust your menus.
Roberta Angel, one of the volunteers, offered an estimate of what a bag like this would cost at a grocery store.
$15, $20. Food's expensive now. My grocery bill has gone up 50%.
Since when?
Since the first of last year. Absolutely.
Several people in line said produce in particular is prohibitively expensive. At Publix, a pepper like the one Fulton was so excited about costs $1.28. That's a chunk of change when you're on a $133 food budget. Fulton got her pepper and the other produce from a program called Farmers Feeding Florida. The Florida Association of Food Banks foots the bill for packaging and shipping. The produce itself is donated.
It's perfectly edible stuff that we're basically throwing out, so we're able to now pack it up and donate it to the food bank and help everybody.
Tommy LaSalle is general manager of Thomas Produce Company, a big farm in western Boca Raton with about 12,000 acres of crops. They sell to Winn-Dixie, Walmart, and Publix for distribution across the country. That's the sound of 1,000 pounds of peppers being dumped into a maze of conveyor belts and chutes.
It gets pressure washed and brushed off. Then it's all clean.
20 or so women decide which peppers are fit for grocery stores. The rest go to Farmers Feeding Florida.
Which is probably about 500 pounds, 500, 600 pounds.
To the untrained eye, the food bank peppers look just like the ones at Publix.
We put a lot of effort in growing this stuff, picking it, bringing it in here, only to see it leave. And it's just a great thing, you know.
Farmers feel good about not wasting the fruit or vegetables of their labor. It's also good for the food banks. They're not only getting healthy food, but they're getting it at a healthy price. The produce that comes out of the Farmers Feeding Florida program costs 7.5 cents per pound on average. Compare that to about 50 cents for vegetables in a can. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.